Money in markets, a higher and higher percentage of the economy runs through the federal budget. That means that, if anything, the elections, the federal elections this year about who controls the pork, since they don't seem to make too much difference in the long run about policy. And so you can see why the swing in pork. And in the short-term markets, I was very struck, if you didn't listen to our equity overview with Chuck Gibson at the first week of this month, we have the transcript now up on the blog. Chart number 11 shows the short-term swing in the markets after the election of the incumbent winning versus the incumbent losing. And it's a chart that really struck me. I had not realized when Chuck showed it to me how much the swing is. It's as much as a 25% short-term swing. And I said to Chuck, for the first time, I'm going to pay attention to presidential elections if the swing is that much. So what we're watching is, interestingly enough, the current polls show Romney moving up, some even showing him in the lead. But if you drill down and look at the Electoral College, what you're seeing is that registered voters are very much backing the candidate of their party, but the independents continue to be undecided, and they, in fact, will decide the election to the extent that Mr. Global doesn't decide it already. Subscribers have asked who I'm voting for, and so I moved up my August blog post. Clearly, I'm not voting for Obama. As far as I'm concerned, Obama engineered $27 trillion into the banks as a gift, and that's a theft of essentially the equivalent of all the retirement capital in the country. And so I don't care much about style. I care about people's actions, and that action is going to have devastating consequences, I think, for the American people. So clearly I'm not going to vote for somebody who is that supportive of the banks. I'm also not going to vote for Mitt Romney. If you look at what Bain Capital was, he's not, in my opinion, a businessman or investor. He's a liquidator that has a place, in society, perhaps. But it's not, if you look at how that game worked, it's not something I admire or support. They both are supporters of Monsanto. If they are elected, I think they'll both continue to support the genetically modified effort to control the seed and food supply. What I did was I posted my August post that has links to Politics One, which is the best survey of all the other candidates. I'm a great believer that your vote counts. I don't believe we have to, just as I don't believe your food choice is between McDonald's or Burger King, I don't think your political choice, our political choice, is between the Republicans and Democrats. If independent candidates started to get a significant percentage of the vote, it could have a profoundly important impact on the election. I remember I was working in the campaign in 1988 and was dating someone who was terribly interested in the Jesse Jackson campaign, and I had a friend who was his campaign chairman for New York, which was the biggest fundraising. So I got very interested in the Jesse Jackson campaign, even donated some money to the distress of the Republican Party, and watched the Jackson campaign really push the other two campaigns, the Democrats and Republicans, to talking about real issues. It was kind of interesting to watch real issues get pushed into the campaign and to watch the Democrats and Republicans get moved towards talking about the real deal. I think that the presidential candidates, as I said, have nothing to do with the long term, and we haven't seen real discussion of the long term issues, no serious addressing the fiscal cliff, which is the first thing that the president will face. I just got my absentee ballot, so my expectation is, as usual, more time will be spent on looking at the local races. I don't have any local races that are as controversial as the one several years ago when we had quite the most interesting campaign of my life for the sheriff in Hardeman County. Very important story up on the blog. Gary McKinnon, the hacker who hacked into the Pentagon and NASA websites looking for proof, and he said he found proof of the Navy operating Starfleet ships in space. The Americans have been trying very hard to extradite him, extradition was denied. The story is up on the blog, and that's been quite a fight for quite a long period of time. If anything, the big story this week was not so much the financial markets, but science and technology. We're watching an explosion on the positive side of new composite materials in steel, in silicon, in things, in graphene, things that can make an enormous difference to the quality and power and cost of making, you know, just about everything from houses to cars to cell phones. We have a inventor coming up with a lovely plan for a $20 cardboard bicycle, and I assure you, if people can make or sell a $20 bicycle, that's going to have a profound impact on the world. On the negative side, we have a school in Maryland introducing biometric, the equivalent of biometric RFID chipping for students. Pretty scary, but there it is. Food and Health, the Proposition 37 campaign in California rages on. Interestingly enough, in this election season, globally, that's the campaign that may have the biggest impact on our lives.